Welcome to COVID-19 Voices from the Frontline. This is where we get to hear from people on the front line of the COVID crisis in healthcare and hear their stories and hear how God is working in and through those. And today I'm delighted to be joined by the international medical student, and I'm with Naomi from Limerick. Hi, Naomi.
Hi, John. How are you?
Good, thank you. Yeah, well, great to have you with us. Now, it'd be great just to hear a little bit about where you're at and, you know, what you're studying, where you are, and then just go on to describe what's happened to you in the last week, what's changed with things, because obviously you're not from the UK or Ireland, you're actually from Canada, aren't you?
That's right, yeah. So I'm a Canadian medical student who's studying in Ireland. I've been studying at the University of Limerick for the past 4 years. It's my final year now, and just a few weeks away from my final exams. I was meant to do my 6-week placement in psychiatry, and about one day into placement, or a few days into placement actually, we were told that placements were canceled because of this COVID-19 spreading so quickly. And so since then, things have been changing. My initial plans were to fly back home to Canada in May, and then possibly fly back to Ireland in July to start internship. But we were told that last week that the borders were closing, and the Prime Minister of Canada announced that we should, as Canadians who are abroad, fly back as soon as possible. That evening, then, my school let us know that all exams would be online. So it was very doable to fly back that week, and the decision had to be made quickly. I'm also married, and so I called my husband back home because he's not here in Ireland, and we've been doing long distance for 4 years already, so I was really looking forward to going home and spending some time with him. Yeah, so I called him and I told him what was happening. It was quite emotional, and we just prayed about it, and but I told him that I felt a conviction in my heart to stay here in Ireland. I've always over my past 4 years here, I've felt such a connection to the people here and just this country. And I felt like the Lord had to use me here at a time such as this, really. And I just felt that if I went home to the comforts of my own home and my husband, that I would just, just feel that conviction so strongly that, you know, I could be used here to work and help the people. The thing is that I wasn't sure if I would be guaranteed an intern spot. So anyway, we prayed for a clear confirmation. And the following morning, actually, the Minister of Health announced that all graduating doctors would be given intern posts in Ireland.
Wow.
So for us, that was just like, it couldn't be clearer, that confirmation from the Lord that, you know, I have to stay. And that really gave my husband comfort as well. And he's been amazing throughout all of this. So yeah, he really trusted that conviction that I had. And he was supportive of my decision to stay, really. And so now I'm here in this little town called Portlaoise in Ireland.
Well, as you say, it's a little town. You're kind of a bit on your own. It can be quite isolating to be an international medical student. How have you found it during this time? Has anything changed? Has anything happened in the last week or so?
Yes. So the Lord has really just been so good and upholding me during this crazy time, really. What happened was that, you know, my roommates left because they're Irish, so they went back home. So I was left alone in this home, and I don't know anyone in this town. But I was just prompted to Google, you know, Christian Church, Portlaoise. Found a number, called it, the pastor picked up, and he was very receptive when I told him my story. And he, you know, passed my number along to his wife. He passed my number along to another lady from the church who had offered to help people with groceries. His wife and him had me over for dinner. They also connected me with a few other ladies who do video chats every now and then. It has been unbelievable. Like, I just felt that I went from feeling all alone to just feeling like I was part of a family. And I really think that is a true testimony of the body of Christ, that wherever you go in the world, I have not even stepped into this church. That church is not a building, and it's the people that make it, really. I'm just like undone by the love that has been poured out onto me, really. And these people just met me this week, and I don't know, it's just amazing. So that has really encouraged me and uplifted my spirits.
That's amazing. Yeah, thanks for sharing that. So encouraging. And just as we finish, I mean, how can we be praying for you, but also for others who may be in a similar situation, you know, away from loved ones, studying overseas at this time?
Yeah, I think that if we could just have, you know, soundness of mind, in this time of confusion, that the Lord will just give us that sense of peace and comfort and always uphold us, and he will always provide. And just to have faith and be willing for the Lord to use us, for us to completely just like surrender and surrender to his promptings and convictions, and see how much the Lord blesses us when we do that, really.
Amazing. Well, Naomi, thanks so much for joining me today. It's been great to have you here.
Thanks, John. It's been great. Thank you.
Pleasure. And a great reminder that, you know, we're a worldwide body. And I know I spoke to Naomi a couple of years ago now about student work in Limerick. We've got student groups all over the UK and Ireland. And we are also part of a global body. So ICMDA, the International Christian Medical and Dental Association, has 84 member movements, very much involves Canada. And it's just great to be connected to the worldwide body of Christ, as well as locally, as Naomi's just described to us there. So if you want to find out more, go to icmda.net. You can also find out more at our CMF homepage and via our COVID-1900 prayer. You can email prayer requests, prayer@cmf.org.uk. CMF are here to unite and equip Christian doctors and nurses to live and to speak for Jesus Christ. We see you next time on Voices from the Frontline. Thanks.